Welcome to Wednesday Night at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us.
Wednesday night, we do a Bible study. We're going through the book of Ephesians, and we're at the last chapter. Paul now is going to make a little transition and starting to wrap things up. It's a great book. And so we're going to look at Ephesians 6, chapter verses 10 through 13. And it's probably going to take us tonight and next week to get through this, okay? I have more that's not on your page that we're going to get into, because it's just a critical understanding of our walk with God. So Ephesians chapter 6, let's read it, verses 10 through 13, a final word. So I'm getting ready to wrap this up. Here's what I want to leave with you. Here's what I make sure you get. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. After the battle, you will still be standing firm. So, what are we going to take away from this? So let me walk you through it and some key issues that you and I need to understand as a result of what he's saying here. The first one is, I must be aware of the spiritual battle. I must be aware of the spiritual battle. You and I are basically pacifist. We don't want to fight. Our country's turned into that. We don't want to be at war. We don't want to have to deal with that. But I know no one ever told you, probably, but the moment you accepted Christ, you enlisted to fight and to be at war. You do know that, don't you? Well, you do now. Okay? And so I have to understand, there is a battle going on, and I'm not just one watching it. I'm involved in it. I'm fighting in it. Now, we do have questions, so just so you know, it's there. Pastor Steve's able, I think. So he'll take care of this, right? You say, well, Pastor, what do you mean by this? Well, Romans 7:21. I've discovered this principle in life. When I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that's still within me. In other words, the battle is, this power wants to make me a slave to sin. God's power wants me to do what is right and follow his, but it is a war. It is a battle. James 4:1. What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? You thought it was just their personality. You thought it was just them being difficult and they don't see things right, didn't you? That's what causes the fights? No, no, no. Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? All of your life, from this point on, as a Christian, you're in a spiritual battle. You will have to fight. The Christian life is a battleground, not a playground. And so I have to understand, and Paul very clearly here, he says, look, you better be strong. You're going to need army. You've got these strategies. We're not fighting this, but we're fighting these. And this mighty powers and dark worlds, evil spirit, heavenly places, you're at war with these places. They're there, and you're going to need some help to do that. And so you need to resist the enemy, and the battle is going on, and you're going to have to stand. And so there has to be this understanding that I must be aware. There is a battle going on in the heavenly realms, God and Satan, but I am not exempt from it. All right? Now let me jump to the next point because it's tied into this. I have to accept the fact of a struggle. In other words, okay, I know there's a battle going on, but do I really have to be involved in it? Yes. Can't I just exempt out? Can I be, you know, just watch, I'll cheer one side on? Can't I just kind of, you know, do I really have to struggle? I thought when I came to God and accepted Christ, life would get easier. I thought if I did everything right with God, I would never have any problems. You know, I kind of thought that I accept the Lord and then everything would just work out and I get to just, you know, have a good life and take it easy and not have to worry about things and everything just goes smooth. Has that happened with anybody? Just checking, just to be sure. No. Life, let me put it this way. Let me not just say life. The Christian life is a struggle. Now, please hear me. It's a great struggle. It's worth every bit of it. But if you think that you're just going to be able to do this and I'll get rid of this and I'll pray against that and I'll stop that and I shouldn't have to have anything and if I got something going on then I'm not doing things right, you're misinformed. And so the strength of God is proven in how much you and I endure, how we stay faithful, how we keep going no matter what happens. How we're not tossed about by winds and waves and all the stuff that goes on in life and how when something bad happens, our faith isn't thrown out the window and how when this doesn't work out the way we thought it would, well, God, I'm not going to serve you anymore. And yet we all know people like that, don't we? Hello? Okay. Notice what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. You have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. I'd rather not. We are in this struggle together. You've seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it. Don't need to raise a hand. How many of you are still in the midst of the struggle? Yeah. Now, if you're not careful, you'll be thinking, what's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. You're just at war. You're in a battle. Hebrews 12:3, the writer says, think of all the hostility he, being Jesus, endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you've not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. In other words, they haven't killed us yet for it. You're still alive, right? So it's still there. John 16:33. Notice what Jesus says. I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have one or two trials and sorrows. No, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So he didn't lie to us, did he? He said, this is the way it's going to be. Understand it. Know it. You know, Paul writes here in Acts, Luke writes here in Acts chapter 14, after preaching the good news in Derbe, making many disciples, Paul, Barnabas returned to Lystra, Iconium, Antioch, and Poseidon, where they strengthened the believers. Notice, they encouraged them to continue in the faith, reminding them that they must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Now hold it. How do you encourage someone to continue in the faith while reminding them that you're going to suffer many hardships? That doesn't sound like encouragement, does it? No, it just seems like, really, this is what it's going to be? And you see, you and I have this mistaken notion, whether it's just something we want to take place, or whether it's something we've been taught somewhere along the line, or whether it's something we've listened to someone else say, and we think that sounds good for me, that, you know what, the walk with God should be simple and easy, and if I do it well, I won't have any problems. That is not true. You may be going some things right now and thinking, you know, what in the world am I going to do? Finances under attack, marriage is under attack, reputation. What am I going to do? What does he say? Be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Don't quit. Don't give up. You know, I'm really glad that we don't have to have a conversation probably with some of these people in the Old Testament that have gone before us. You know, they'll talk about being beheaded and skinned alive and boiled to death and tortured and seeing their family executed. And we say, well, you know what? I really got upset. Somebody talked bad to me. I was really up against it when I had to go to the bank 3 times to get a loan. Well, they didn't support me in the choir when I sang. Well, I was in charge of the spaghetti dinner and no one would bring a salad. I was really offended. You know, somehow we have to adjust our thinking and understand that we are in the midst of a spiritual battle and it is a struggle. And it's not easy. And we have to keep being faithful. Hold it. This mic needs to be on.
There.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. No question, but a statement quoting Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things, we are far more than conquerors through
right.
him who loved us.
Right. You see, you think I'm talking real, oh, Pastor, come on, give me something encouraging. And yet Paul just wrote and said, I'm encouraging you by telling you the hardships you're going to enter into for the kingdom of God. That's not us, is it? So what do I got to do? Well, first of all, I must not depend on my own strength. You see, let's be honest. When we're talking about this type of fighting that's in another realm, you and I don't have a clue, do we? We don't see it. We don't understand it. You know, another month or so, I'll start the series when we talk about the supernatural, and we'll probably be back into this again. But you and I need to understand we don't have what it takes to fight against that realm. We don't. That's why Christ came. That's why the Holy Spirit's here. That's why God's word becomes critical. And our problem comes when we think we can do it. Psalm 45:1. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help us in times of trouble. Psalm 118:14. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Now you see, sometimes it doesn't feel like he's helping, does it? And yet in the midst of every struggle you're going through right now, he is there to help you. Now the worst thing in the world you can do is let him sit in the sidelines and you try to do it on your own. Thinking you know better, thinking you can handle it, thinking it's not a big deal, thinking you got a magic formula, if I pray this prayer and say these words, it'll all be gone. But notice what Jesus says in John chapter 15. I'm the true grapevine. My Father's the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. That pruning's kind of a struggle too at times, isn't it? You've already been pruned and purified by the message I've given you. Remain in me. I'll remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I'm the vine. You're the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. You do it on your own, nothing. So I need to understand that I have to fight these battles, that it is a part of life, that I have to deal with this, and I need to acknowledge that if I try to do this under my own wisdom, my own strength, I am going to get beat up. You know, case in point, I use this reference a lot because it's the simplest. You know, I'm in this battle and God says, I want you to forgive. And you say, I don't want to forgive them. They need to pay. I want them to do this and this. And I'm not going to forgive them until that happens. And see, how are we fighting? Now we're fighting under our own energy, aren't we? What makes sense to us and what we want to happen, right? Do you understand that if you do that, you get whooped up? And you know what? The last thing in the world that makes sense is to forgive them. That doesn't make any sense to us, does it? But in the spiritual realm, it makes all the sense in the world. And so when I be obedient to God's ways and do it His way, I win. When I don't, I lose. And there are many Christians who are losing the battle because they won't listen to God's word. Am I still all right? Okay.
We've got a question.
Okay.
Should we have joy in the middle of war?
Yes. Because, let's go to the next point. I must be sure of victory. Here's where the joy comes from. I'm fighting. It's tough. It's a battle. But there's one thing I know going into this fight. I win. When I do it God's way, I win. When I do it my way, I lose. And so I can go through anything that life brings my way. Sometimes the enemy's bringing it against me, isn't he? Sometimes God brings it against me to put me into a place to help me grow. And I know they all work for my good. And so I know that in Christ, I can do everything that needs to be done. And so God has given me everything to be victorious. And if I will be faithful and not give up and not quit and remain true to what's right, I win. If I choose to go off another direction, I lose. So if you feel like you're being defeated and you feel like, man, this isn't good, then you need to look at it. The problem is never God's. It's always mine. And hear me. It's never somebody else's. It's me. I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood, right? Hello? Right? If you're fighting against people, you're losing. If people are your enemy, you're going to lose. Guarantee you. So, I'm victorious. Ephesians 1:18. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so you can understand the confident hope He has given those He has called, His holy people, who are His rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you'll understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heavenly realms. Now He's far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. So in other words, what this tells me is this, that I have available to me the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That power is available to me, and nothing can defeat that power. Death couldn't stop it. Neither can anything else. So I have to be sure that I know I am going to win. I will be victorious. 1 John 5:4. Every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So because of who He is and what He's done, I win. Yes, it's a fight. War is not pretty. It is not easy. It is not simple. But knowing that you're going to come out on top helps everything. Knowing that as you do what is right according to what God says gives you confidence to go on. And sometimes it might look like you're losing, but if you keep being faithful, you win. How about just a little, yay. Okay. Just a little something there to say, yay. Yeah. Okay. Just a little bit. See, that's confidence. That's what we have. And so I have to understand, you know what? When I became a Christian, I signed up to be on God's side, and there's a war going on. You think the war here on this earth that's going on with the terrorists and everything's bad? You should see what's going on in the unseen realm. Nothing. What's going on here is nothing compared to what's going on there. And so that's where we're fighting. That's where we're involved in. You know, you say, well, Pastor, it's not really fair that I got to fight somebody I can't see. Yeah, you're right. But it's somebody you know is real, because inside of you, you know there's struggles. You know there's issues. You know there's a fight. You know there's a part of you that wants to do right and a part of you that doesn't. You know what it's like to fight just yourself. You know what a war's like. You know it's there. So the Bible helps us understand that it's much more than what you see. And the Bible says, look, I'm going to do everything I can to show you how to win. And so Paul, as he finishes this chapter in Ephesians 6, he says, look, I want you to stand firm. I want you to understand this battle. I don't want you to give up. I want you to know that after doing everything, you still stand. And so he's going to help them. And let me just kind of introduce you to where we'll take off next week. I have to understand Satan's strategy. Satan's strategy. There's three things that Satan is trying to do in your life that you're fighting against. Number one, he wants us to rebel against God. Now, you and I, we think of rebel, sometimes we look in the face of God and tell him no. It's not how we rebel. We rebel by just saying, I think I know what's best. God, I know that you want me to forgive. I'm not going to. Boy, if Satan can get you to do that, he's going to win, isn't he? You know, I know better than God. My ways make more sense to me than God's ways. I understand that, but your ways are wrong and God's ways are right. And so what did Satan do with Adam and Eve? Come on, you can eat that fruit. God's really not going to do it. You go ahead and do it. Just show him. He's still saying that to us today, isn't he? You can live like this and just go, you'll be okay. We just rebel against God's ways. So he wants us to rebel against God. Secondly, he wants us to rely on our own strength and understanding. You and I don't live by understanding, we live by faith. Faith means I don't understand it all, but I believe it anyway. I'll do what's right even though it doesn't make sense to me and it's not logical. It's God's word, his way. I'll do what's right. And Satan will try to get you to say, you know what, that doesn't make sense, does it? You won't die. It'll be okay. You know, it's pleasing. Go ahead and do it. And so he tries to get us to go against God. He tries to get us to rely on what we think. Isn't that great, what we think? Well, I know what the Bible, and I've had people tell me that. I can't tell you how many times. Well, I know what the Bible says, but Satan's right there, isn't he? Right there. Right there. And thirdly, he wants us to resist God's direction in our life. God's direction in our life. Well, I know God made me, and I go on what's best for me. You know, Sandra and I were talking a little bit before service, and she was telling me how she never dreamed she'd be in the ministry or do this or do that, and I told her, yeah, I understand that. I mean, when I was a teenager, college-age kid, God, I'll do anything you want me to do except be a preacher. You know, God, I'll do this. God, I want to, you know. And how many of you understand God in life? I think most of you will know this. The direction your life has taken is probably not the direction you thought it would. And yet God's ways are perfect. He knows where he wants you and when he wants you there. And you know what Satan will try and do? He'll try to get you to kick against that, to resist it. You'll try to set your course. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And you know what? Please hear me. Just like me. God, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to do what I want you to do. But I want to do this and this. And you might have a direction all planned out. You think it's good. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not God. And see, if Satan can get you off course, he can defeat you, can't he? So we need to understand his strategy and how he works. And we'll talk about how he does that next week. But here's the deal. Here's what I want you to know. Simple phrase, simple verse. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. And you and I win. You and I have victory. And tonight I just want to encourage you, it's a struggle. It's a battle. But that's normal. But God, through Christ, has overcome. And his victory is my victory. And there's a phrase I heard years ago that I just love. I'm not fighting for victory. I'm fighting from victory. I already know. I'm going to do it this way because it's God's way. And if I'll do it God's way, I'll win the battle. And so tonight, maybe you're struggling. Would you just take a moment and before I dismiss you in prayer and just say, God, here I am. I'm going to win this war. I'm not going to give in. I'm going to keep being faithful. God, I know I'm going to win. And I know you're going to be with me and help me do it. Would you just take a moment and just pray that? Just between you and the Lord before we go.
Thank you for joining us for tonight's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We also gather on Sunday mornings at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next time for Wednesday night at Faith Assembly. Faith Assembly's Wednesday night is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.